Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Further ado, it's Chris Fetchko on the radio with us this morning on WILK. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Sue. How are you?
Oh, I'm living the dream. How about you?
How was your vacation?
It was vacation-y. You know, it was a typical northeastern Pennsylvania vacation where I caught up on a variety of things, and now I'm back in full force. But while I was having my vacation, you were having a press conference.
Yes. A Sue-less press conference.
I know.
No Sue there, but we had a press conference on Friday.
Yeah, but you had a great press conference without me. But we do want to go over the particulars since I wasn't there. Maybe we'll backtrack a little bit about you and this movie, All in Time, that's been in your wheelhouse for a couple of years now. You shot it locally. It was released. You got a lot of accolades at film festivals, and then in October, people can see it. So, Chris, talk a little bit about the movie first for people who know nothing about it.
Know nothing about it. Well, I'm originally from West Hazleton, and there's a band around here called the Badleys that people might have heard of. And when I was in college up in Syracuse, I discovered them. And I moved to New York and got a regular job, and I would find myself coming home to the area every weekend to see these guys play. And I just always wanted to do something to help the band. So I, long story short, I got into the film business, met the band, and at some point in the middle of all that, I quit a good job to come back here and manage these guys. And that was the seed of the story of the film, of a guy leaving a good job in New York to follow his dream to manage his favorite rock and roll band, kind of thing. So that's where the story starts. We finished the film back in 2014, actually. And the film business is kind of tough because a lot of people are confused because it came out, but it didn't come out. It comes out on the festival circuit first. Mm-hmm. We did this independently, mm-hmm. so it's all financed outside of the Hollywood system. So we premiered it in April of 2015 out in Newport Beach, and we spent a year on the festival circuit, and then we had to take about 6 months and set up distribution so we could actually make money on the thing. And that's October. October 7th is the official release. It's going to be released in New York and L.A. And then because it's a movie about a rock band, we're taking the film on tour, and we're going to about 20 major cities. And in some of the cities, the band is going to play after the film. And the Kirby Center is one of our first stops, and it's kind of a special screening for me because we shot the whole thing here in Pennsylvania. I'm from here. It's kind of like a homecoming kind of show. The band's going to play. The community was so much involved in the making of this movie. There's like 600 people in the credits, probably a quarter of which are from the area. You know, we had David DeCosmo. We transferred him from the news business into the acting business. He got a little cameo in there. And, you know, there's just so many extras and restaurants and people that gave up their houses and let us film there. So this is kind of like an opportunity for everybody to see it. I know you came to New York mm-hmm. and saw the film in New York, but not everybody made it to New York. So this is the first time we're showing the film locally.
This is exciting. This is so exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. We could have ran the film for a week, you know, in a typical movie theater where it shows five times a day and like 15 people show up at each screening. Mm-hmm. But the bet is we're only going to show it once in the area at the Kirby and kind of get everybody all together and have a big party about it, you know, and then it'll go to VOD and iTunes and all that kind of stuff.
Excellent. The date of this, Chris, is important for people.
Yes, October 16th. It's a Sunday. It's 2 o'clock. It's 2 to 6. So you could get your lunch and then afterwards get your dinner. So we kind of have it squeezed in between there. I think, you know, we're going to have the film. We're going to have the premiere of the film. And we're going to have a Q&A with the cast and crew depending on who's available, I'll definitely be there. My partner will be there, Marina Donahue, and some of the cast. And then while we're doing the Q&A, the band will be kind of tuning up their instruments, and then the curtain will rise, and then we'll have a rock concert. So it's going to be fun.
Oh, man, this is so cool. And because
go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Well, because I've seen the film, and I know how great it is, and I know how much people are going to ooh and ah, especially in that venue, Chris, where they're going to see Wilkes-Barre looking so spectacular, because you had a cinematographer on this piece who is flat-out awesome.
Yeah, his name's Dave Dunlap. He actually is the lead DP on House of Cards, and he just got nominated for an Emmy for... We were very lucky to have him. I said at the press conference on Friday when he came into the area, I took him out. Is it the Pierce Street Bridge? Is that by the courthouse? Is that what that road is there?
I think they've renamed it, but yeah, we know it as the Pierce Street Bridge, right?
Yeah, we walked out on the Pierce Street Bridge, and you look up at that view, and you see the mountains, and then all the old architecture and the industrial history and everything. And I said to him, I said, I want this shot in the film. And he did like a really good job. We scoured the area for the greatest locations, and it's amazing how much of a different feel you get just by turning a corner in this city, you know. So we did most of the film was shot in about a 4-block radius in downtown. So it's kind of interesting to see. I mean, people geographically, I know there's going to be people on the internet that says, oh, well, they went over this bridge to get to this place, but you don't have to do that. So there's a little movie magic. I'm waiting for people to go on the internet and say, why the hell did they drive to Pittston to get to, you know, Gallery of Sound when they were right at the square, you know? But, you know, somebody in Iowa doesn't know that, you know?
Exactly. And these are the things that we look forward to. Now, the tickets are on sale for the movie
right
now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're on sale at the box office. It's $20 in advance, 25-day show. It's general admission. There's all kind of political ways of getting the tickets in terms of fees, but the cheapest way to get them is to actually walk up to the box office and get the tickets. And then you could either call in, that's the next cheapest, and then the most expensive is online. And I'll save all that for another discussion as to why it's so expensive when you buy them online, but the cheapest way is to just walk in the Wilkes-Barre box office and buy them.
All right, Chris. October 16th is the date, 2 to 6, with the showing of the movie, the Q&A, which I believe I have something to do with, so that's exciting.
I heard a rumor that you might be involved in the Q&A.
I'm hosting the Q&A. Okay, we'll tell everybody. I'm hosting the Q&A for the movie because Chris was kind enough to ask me, and of course I said yes, because I love show
business. Thank you for doing that.
It is my pleasure, and the tickets are available at the box office. Our time is tight right now, but we will talk.
Allintimefilm.com. That's all you got to go to. Allintimefilm.com. You can watch a trailer, learn everything about it, and I'll see everybody on the 16th.
You are the man, Chris Fetchko.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.